This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have lots of stuff going on. I just saw in the news earlier today that, number one, we have they blocked in the UK and Europe the vaccines under 15, which is good. I raised a question to my wife, who still doesn't totally agree with me, because, you know, disagreeing with Dr. Deagle about something science is actually a suicidal endeavor. And my final patents, I've spent many thousands of hours getting my patent put together and fighting the maniacs at the First Nation, which now they finally picked up my bioreactor and I had to pay them off in order to get the heck away from them. But what's going on here? If anybody thinks they know more about the virus, the vaccine, the origin of it, and the genetics of it than Dr. Deagle, come into my cage match, and I'm going to give you an intellectual headlock quick enough you're going to tap out. What I understand is this is they're not even hiding it, that this is a giant genetic engineered project to reduce human fertility, kill a lot of people, and destroy, quote, regular economies. They don't want to have somebody be able to kind of just, no matter what your skin color is, start a business and be successful. They don't want you to have your independent money that's not under control of the globalists and electronic money tied to your behavior. No. They want the mark of the beast type system, and they're working step by step by step to bring us into it. That's why the vaccines are part of this whole process. And they published it openly. When people say, well, you're delusional, I said, you know, I learned a skill when I was 3 years of age. It's called reading. If you just read, idiots, you realize Dr. Deagle doesn't have to be psychotic to read the facts. When I became a government agent, it really woke me up that the deep state, for example, people wonder why they're working so well with Taliban. Taliban were bringing in the drugs from the Golden Triangle, and Afghanistan was being the largest supplier of opium, which makes $2 trillion of money for the deep state and the NSA here in America for their off-world projects, like underground cities and off-world projects, etc. And we're genetic engineering. People don't know this. They think that these guys are, you know, deep state is something way out there in Russia and China. It's us, people. The evil is us. How's that?
Yeah, it is, because the CDC is now listing vaccinated COVID-19 deaths as unvaccinated if they were given the shot within 14 days. So basically what they're saying is, if someone gets the shot and they die within a day or two of that shot, they're going to consider that to be unvaccinated rather than actually vaccinated.
Oh, no.
And this is coming from Dr. Simone Gold.
Well, you know what? Actually, you know, if this was in any other culture, all these globalists like George Soros and Bill Gates and Simone Gold and so on would have been drawn and quartered or hung up by their throat on a tree, or they'd be burned alive on a stake. They would not be doing anything like having social media or billions in the bank or flying to their private island in their Airstream jet. They would be stewing in the place called the Ninth Ring of Hades, which is called Annihilation Land. They would not be bothering the rest of us. And at some point, when people's fear is exceeded by their anger and their hunger, people are going to lose it. And to lose it day and time is out. Yeah.
Listen to this. This is crazy. Last year, it was reported that only 6% of all coronavirus deaths were related to COVID itself. A handful of fake fact-checkers claimed that was wrong, but we later proved it was correct by the CDC themselves with their own information. So now, if you take that information and you go further, it's unbelievable what they're doing. Now the CDC is monkeying around with the numbers and measurements related to COVID again. According to the CDC themselves, an individual death who dies from the COVID vaccine are not considered deaths related to the COVID vaccine if they die within 14 days of taking the vaccine. Unbelievable. And again, this is coming from the CDC. So nobody can say this is right-wing conspiracy or anything like that. It's coming from their website.
It's time to ignore them. Let's put it this way. Don't you remember when the French Revolution happened and they finally decided and they took the wife of the king and they beheaded her? This is the time for you call informational and technical and financial beheading of the global elite. it's time to start taking stock of what's going on here. And I'm not talking, the best revolution buys an information revolution. We need our own servers. In fact, we're moving our own servers for all three of our websites to a new server, because today, for a few hours, was knocked out by GoDaddy. And, of course, it always happens when we have a sale. They don't want us to succeed. That's why they, and I'm not going to get into details, but they attack my oldest.
Why are you using left-wing extremist GoDaddy? That's the worst one you've
ever seen. We're getting off some. We're actually getting away from left-wing extremist GoDaddy because they screwed up for the final time. And now we're moving to our own servers because we couldn't afford it before. Now we're going to have our own servers, get away from some bitches. And the same thing is going on with people that rely on big tech media. If you watch big tech media, they're hearing the same blather that I've heard, like, oh, all the people are dying or unvaccinated. What a pile of crap. Look at Seychelles Islands or Israel. They've been fully vaccinated. And these people are dying like flies because their immune systems are now impaired.
Like flies, exactly.
Right. So when I hear this crap and they look at you straight face, like, I challenge even today with my wife, and I said, you know, who knows more about the virus, including the origins of it and the genetics of it and anything in bioweapons, than me? There isn't. You can pick any expert in the world, no matter how expert they are, and they're terrified to have me on. I've been trying to get on Alex Jones' show, Mike Adams' show. I've been trying to get on Mike Adams, what's called, you know, what's called Brighty on TV. Everybody runs in the other direction from me. You know why? They can't compete with me. And if they try to, I was talking about trying to fix up my reputation, so I wrote a video the other day. I stayed up all night and did it. My reputation is based on bullshit where they try to come after me because they figured if they kill me, you might believe that Oklahoma City was done by the government and that 9/11 was done by the government. It wasn't done by guys from Afghanistan or ridiculously that they flew in, the jets were flown in by Saudi Arabians. That's a pile of crap. And even if they did fly jets in there and they're not strong enough to knock the building down and had to have micro-nukes inside there, but which I know from my sources were done by contract Israeli munitions experts putting bits inside the building along with RDX and nanothermite. And I tried to do radiation toxicology, and 7 years ago, the last time the lab in Tokyo said they were very sad, they go, but we were told by the U.S. State Department we cannot even talk to you. Now, I've been, just yesterday, I tried to call Susan Lindauer, who's a, and Barbara Honecker, who's actually a CIA agent for under George Bush, and she wanted me to be in her grand jury in New York. She's majorly pissed at me, she said. And I said, why, when I talked to Greg Ford? And she said, she doesn't say why she's pissed. I said, well, she asked me that she's going to send me documents so I can actually show up either with my documents or in person to the New York grand jury about the cause of 9/11, which had nothing to do with Muslims. That's one of the few times where I agree with the Muslims. They had nothing to do with it. The demolition of those towers was totally done by us, the deep state. Disgusting, isn't it?
Investigators at Tree the Vote have gone to the police because they now have video proof of 242 ballot traffickers in Georgia and 202 ballot traffickers in Arizona committing late-night illegal ballot drops through knapsacks filled with hundreds of thousands of ballots.
Right. You have to understand what's raised now, and it's not just the CCP. They want to blame, say, the Communist Chinese. No, the Communist Chinese are just a tentacle of the beast. The beast is us. The NSA that runs the drug trade in Afghanistan is run by our no such agency, I call. I work with these guys. I work with CIA. I had above top secret clearance. You're not going to hear anybody on radio or TV in any language that had my security clearance that tells you the whole freaking truth at great danger. You know why they don't kill me? Like the old pirate saying, dead men tell no tales. In other words, you kill the son of a bitch, Deagle, you gotta believe him, because he's dead now. So these bastards are terrified of me because I have three things. Extreme curiosity, extremely high IQ with God's inspiration, and total fearlessness. I'm not afraid to die, which scares the shit out of them. That's the problem. And they know if they kill me, because Alex will go say anywhere from 50 to 70 to 90% of the truth, and so will Mike Adams. None of them has a full picture of this, including when God inspired me to talk to Francis Boyle last year and get the actual papers. Somebody says there's no virus. That's a pile of crap. They knew that people are vaccinated. They're going to mutate the goddamn virus. So somewhere down the road, maybe 2023 or 24, they'll emerge a virus that is much more lethal, much more infective, and lockdowns won't be enough. And they'll be vaccinating with stuff that will basically fry your brain so your VMAT2 region's gone. And if you survive it, you'll be a cyborg in the digital supernet with no private property, and you'll be part in these micro apartments controlled by the globalists after they killed most of us. If you think I'm making this up, that's because you don't effing read. How's that?
There's no question that what's happening right now is all purposeful, including the fall of Afghanistan.
Right.
They did that on purpose because the CCP wanted them to do that. And they wanted to get into that country because of its rich minerals and all the different things that
But where are the Chinese going to sell all those electronic parts and everything? They're going to sell it to us because they wanted to make sure we didn't have that manufacturing. We should have already had the contracts there and done that. No, no, no. They want the CCP because they want this global New World Order. That's why the Vatican's there. Do you know the city of D.C., the District of Criminals, I call it? Isn't U.S. territory, it's Vatican territory funded by the London Bank since 1871. Do you know it's not even part of American territory? D.C., the District of Criminals, where the Supreme Court sits in the White House. If they found a new White House, it should be in someplace like Texas. That's what I think.
Texas would be a great spot.
Yeah. Get it the hell away from the District of Criminals and the Vatican and the globalist maniac, Draco-Reptilian monstrosities, the snake people. How's that? We're calling you out, and we're going to cut your heads off. How's that?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871. Or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit.
So, Josh, while we're on, we want to break it. I want to repeat it here. All these women, you said, these cows, these extra fat females on the steps of the Capitol buildings, screaming, "Hands off my body." I've been working for years now. I got trained in ultrasound 3 years before Roe versus Wade. Now, I've talked to attorneys like the attorney that runs our course called How to Win in Court, and he knows all the senior attorneys who actually founded and wrote the Roe versus Wade, which, by the way, the ones that Roe versus Wade were not Democrats, they were Republicans. Did you know that?
Most of them were, you're right.
Right. Now, here's the point. You wonder, why would they do that? Well, they want to redo that because the idea is we want to stop Americans from reproducing, especially we call conservative white or Hispanic, or whatever, black Americans. Because remember, black Americans, like our guy that I voted for here for the new governor of California, let's put it this way. I got a kick out of the joke that they say about him. That he's the black face of white supremacy.
I hope you didn't vote by mail.
The only way we could in California is vote by mail. There's no voting in person.
But you don't have in-person voting in California?
Nobody voted in person, no. It's just voting by mail.
Then.
Well, let's put it this way. It doesn't matter, to be honest with you. You know why? And I'm talking about Democrats. The one who just supported him was the head of the Democratic Senate Association in California. People are not going to put up with any more shit. If someone comes to my house with a nurse and a team, a SWAT team, to try to force vaccinate me, they're going to die on my doorstep. That's not a threat. That's a goddamn guarantee. If you think you're going to invade my body or my child with Down syndrome, 29 years of age, with toxic vaccines that ruin our health or kill us, you're going to die doing it, you son of bitches.
Now, I think there's absolutely nothing extreme about what you just said. I think that is a normal, cogent, articulate...
And I'm not telling you I'm going down to the Capitol building and do crazy shit and everything, but I'm going to defend my own home, my own body. Now, in countries where they removed your guns, like in Australia where they got them buyback, those people are suffering because they tolerated bullshit. And now, in Brisbane, Australia, you can't leave your home, even go a quarter mile, unless you're certified. And even then, they got total control here. In America, let me put it this way. I have regular weapons, and I'll give you an example of the kind of weapons. I've got shotguns, both 20 and 12 grade shotguns. I've got thousands of rounds, but I have rounds that will blow you all to little bits. They're special incendiary rounds. But I also have non-lethal pepper ball guns that are illegal to have here, but I have them. I have four of them. Plus, I'm building exotic weapons. And if those exotic weapons hit you, I can make sure they just knock you to the ground so you knock your teeth out of your head. Or I can kill you at a distance even miles away. And you won't be able to do a goddamn thing about it because it'll go right through the side of a tank and our personnel carrier. And it doesn't matter if you have depleted uranium, whatever. It doesn't matter if you're bulletproof or have a thing on. I can take you out. Now, I don't want to. I'd much prefer to knock your sorry ass on this can and then zip tie you up and haul you off to the sheriff and say, this guy needs to be prosecuted through a military court. We should be doing that with these state senators, congressmen, and right now Joe Biden. Why do we tolerate this bullshit? They are no longer our governing authority. They're our chief employees. Joe Biden is our employee. So is the Senate and Congress. Why do we tolerate this kind of thing of our bad employees? Why? Because we're dumbasses and we're passive.
We're dumbasses and we have no political will to fight that.
Well, guess what? People's fear of, say, not getting the vaccine, fear of this and that, will soon be overcome by the fear when you go to the grocery store and there's no goddamn food. Or they can't get cash in their money because their money has been locked down by the Mark of the Beast system, which are now passing through Australia and other countries. And they want to get rid of the U.S. dollar so they can blow it up or make sure that you can't use it for currency anymore. And they want to get rid of your cryptocurrencies like Kraken, which I have in San Francisco, or other currencies like Tron or gold and silver coins. They don't want people bartering even. They don't want encrypted communications so we can just even barter chickens for so much, you know, beets or whatever. They want totalitarian control of us, the son of a bitches, and now they're finally going to get the full force of people that are losing it. And I can tell you, this is what I call Lose It Week. Lose It Week, where they're now saying in the United Nations they want to force vaccinate everybody in the Western world. Will you try to fire that on me? You're going to die, sucker, and I'm going to make sure you suffer hard before you die. All right?
The problem in Washington right now is there's one-party rule, and that's both parties in one party. And it's basically the Washington people versus the rest of us in America.
Well, I got a new name for it.
And we're not going to put up with that much longer because eventually, as the Constitution allows us to do, it allows us to dissolve our government. And they exist as long as we allow them to exist.
I got a new term for you because the Rhino Republic is the Democrats. I have a new term. We used to call them the Demon Rats and the Republic Craps. I'm going to call them the Draco Craps. The Draco Craps are snake people that make it obvious because they even publish it in print and with the Georgia Guidestones and so on. We hate your guts. We think you should sterilize yourself or commit suicide. For God's sake, take the vaccines and die. And if you don't die, become a willing cyborg in our super state. Thank you, minion, and shut the F up. We own you. We control your genetics. And we don't like you living centuries, which are soon going to be available. We want to kill your sorry ass, whether you're 30 years of age or whatever, if you piss us off. That's what the reality is. And people out there finally start to catch the thing like, that goddamn Deagle, he's not crazy, man. What do we do next? How about pray, prep, prepare, which is proceed, and get off your freaking ass, filing pro-se litigant actions, and start coming together in communities, set up cans on a wire, have a warning system. If someone comes to your group of homes and they actually have a SWAT team with a nurse to vaccinate you, you SWAT them. You have pipe bombs, you have things to knock them down, drones, whatever. You don't tolerate it. And after a while, just like with the book Gulag Archipelago, if we knew what was coming in Siberia, we would have attacked them in the hallways of the apartment buildings in Moscow and elsewhere. They would never have got away with this shit. Because Americans are a different breed of people. It doesn't matter if they're white, Hispanic, black, whatever. They pre-select people with different genetics. They're willing to go more than 20 miles from their home. So the people in America, no matter what your background genetics, we're people that are pioneers. We don't put up with shit. That's why they came here from all over the world to found a new world away from the emperors and the kings and the global maniacs and control freaks. That's why America is different. Even in Canada. Canada, they're too passive. They put up with bullshit. Look at this man, this guy, you know, this so-called communist in Canada. He's saying if you don't have the vaccine, you can't even travel between provinces. I talked to my brothers, and in fact, nobody can even travel to Nova Scotia unless they're vaccinated. Do you know that?
I didn't know that, but I'll tell you right now, the CCP is never going to invade the homeland. There's
no.
300 million guns in the hands of over 100 million gun owners.
Okay,
so I say, come on in, you little communist bastards, and see what happens.
It's not just guns. It's not just guns. Let me explain what's going on. I'm developing what's called spirit weapons that have never seen the light of mankind in the past when I'm actually going to launch them. Using spirit prayer weapons. Not only that, I have exotic ones. I don't want to kill people. I'd much rather knock the hell out of somebody, make them barf their guts up when they go unconscious, or break their teeth off when they hit the ground. I would much rather put them in what I call spitball prison, being a sarcastic son of a bitch. I want to keep the sorry ass around for a couple centuries while our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren can shoot targets with them when they put a machine in a coin machine and get colored marks on their naked bodies while they wear a thong and work in heavy labor in cold temperatures. And then when they get so many targets on somebody's ass, they actually get a special prize. I want to embarrass these people for centuries. The fact that they are that evil, they think they can get away with that shit with us. All these so-called politicians, bureaucrats, and people inside the industry in whatever countries around the world, and they call it different names. Inside Islam, inside communism, inside the Vatican and the popes, inside the churches are freaking useless. If you're in a big box church and they're not protesting this, get the hell out. You're not in a church that's the church of God. You're in a church of Satan just kind of training you for suicide. How's that?
Amen.
You know, I don't believe in religion. Real lives going on. I believe in relationship to the Creator, just like Jesus and all the prophets taught, Moses, etc.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A dismal jobs report as we head into the long Labor Day weekend. The U.S. economy adding only 235,000 jobs in August, the fewest in 7 months. As far as the reason for the dismal report, ADP chief economist Neela Richardson tells CNBC,
It's not that there isn't hiring demand out there, but there are still these lingering issues of COVID concerns and the lack of full-time affordable child care. Never have I spoken.
Gas prices are going up as we head into the Labor Day weekend. The latest AAA national average finds regular at $3.18.4 a gallon, which is the highest Labor Day weekend prices in 7 years. On this date last year, regular was going for $2.32 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. Production at most General Motors North American plants will be halted next week because of the microchip shortage plaguing the auto industry. The GM plants producing the Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra pickups will close and tentatively reopen on September 13th. The chip shortage costing automakers billions of dollars in lost sales. It's time for traditions, big hits, highlight passes, tailgates, and fight songs. College football week one started Thursday night and continues through the weekend. This is the first year that college football players will be able to sell their name, image, and likeness and make money off of them. President of the College Athletes Players Association, Ramugi Huma, says this idea is a winner across the board.
We had bipartisan support across the nation. Over 28 states have passed laws to correct this. And that's a good thing. Today's a much better day for college athletes.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, USA Radio News.
In which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine.
Anybody. I serve God only. God first, then science second, then finally a healer. So, Don, what's going on here now? So, I want you to raise the issue. By the way, that lady, Sasha, did email me. I'm not sure what the heck she meant in her big, long email. She's kind of whining about all the things that are going on. It's like, give me your phone number, and I'll talk to you. Now, if she is slightly concerned about the fact she's got chronic fibromyalgia and other problems, I can heal her. But you have to understand, I am the fount of knowledge, okay? If you want to think of my name, what does Moses mean? What does the word Moses mean?
I believe it means found along the river.
No.
No?
No, okay. No, you ever heard of a thing called...
I think
I'm going to get simpler than that. You remember in ancient Egyptian times, they used to have things like Tut Moses, this Moses, that Moses. They were the rulers of ancient Egypt, which is the premier nation in the world at the time, back, you know, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 years ago. So Moses was already designated by the high priest as being so intelligent and gifted, he was already designated to become the next pharaoh of Egypt. Did you know that, right?
Oh, yes. I'm very much aware of that.
But so basically...
I thought the name Moses originated from the Nile, but...
No. It meant he was designated to be the most brilliant and informed person of the high priest, because he'd taken training by the high priest, that he was designated to become the next pharaoh to protect the nation of Egypt, so the time cycles of rainfall and so on, they could protect their population and their crops and people, because he would give them wisdom, would save them from stupidity that would kill their society. Now, de Tocqueville came by 200-some years ago from France, and he looked at America, and he says, you know, America is a very unusual nation. It's the first nation in the world that's escaped the tyranny of emperors and kings and global overlords. But he said there's a time period where that transition will occur towards socialism and totalitarian control and go back to that. And that transition happened in 1871 when they actually bankrupted America and forced America to be bankrolled by the British, the the banks in Britain, and actually the territory is bought and controlled through the banking system by the Vatican, which controls the World Council of Churches and the International Monetary Fund, say the IMF, which, by the way, the titular head of that was actually the head of the Netherlands, and her hair looks like the symbol on the Shell Oil Company, because her hair is all done up like a big Shell Oil thing, symbol, right? Now, you have to understand here, these people are not Brit.
What year did that occur?
1871 is when they took over America, basically. Now, you got to understand there were things before then, because in 1776, they found the Illuminati. They also founded America, and it was founded by the Green Dragon Pub. The oppositional powers of executive, legislative, and judicial branches are entirely oppositional powers that are luciferic. They had nothing to do with the Bible. The deluded Americans that think it's an American system and makes us so precious, yes, you have to control humans who don't live by the spirit. They live by their own flesh and their own will. You have to control them like animals, which is why you want oppositional power. So 85% of our legislators are all lawyers, and they belong to the bar of the British Authorized Registry, with the chief of the British Authorized Registry being the Queen of England, the chief female reptile of the Draco Reptilians. Now, people underestimate Satan. I don't. Satan is the most intelligent created being in the universe. But guess what? Dr. Deagle, plus God, is more intelligent than Satan. He's scared shitless. Which is why he tried to induct me under the Pindar to become the head of his Druidic Council of 12 to crush the human race. Because if I had turned evil, I would have been more dangerous than Takamata or Adolf Hitler or anybody else in ancient history if I had turned me to be evil, but I'm not. I'm God's child. I even said when I went back from heaven when I was 8 years, 2 months, I will go back even, I love you so much, God, I'll go back even in danger of having my name taken from your book of life. Because he said, if you go back and do evil, I'll destroy you. But he said, because I love you so much, I will shake your ugly human carcass, he said to me, when I was in heaven, before he sent me down to the tunnel. And he was crying, he said, I'll shake your ugly human carcass and I will make you a son again. So it'll be a llama to call forth many other witnesses. God has to be first, not second, before your life, your family, your wife, your husband, your money, your reputation. If God's not first, he cannot bless you. You cannot be his child or collectively the bride of the Creator God. We are collectively getting ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb. That means I am like a bridal guy running a bridal shop saying, human race, get ready for God, because those who are not ready will cease to exist, because they don't understand. Satan's already cast to the third realm. He's a temporal being. It says in the Bible, great is his wrath, for he knows he has been cast down to earth, for he knows his days are short. That's the king of darkness, the king of Satan himself. He has a termination date. He doesn't have eternality in him anymore. Did you know that?
Yes.
Now, we don't. I'm an eternal being in heaven right today, while I'm speaking to you physically in a physical flesh and in a spiritual flesh, because my astral eyes and ears are open. So I exist in all three realms simultaneously, and that's why I'm, quote, a prophet. Not because I'm a wonderful person. Personally, I'm a pain in the ass. I would not want to be around my own friend, because if I disagreed with myself, I'd know I'd be losing a big, bad argument. It would be painful. Okay? So people don't want to invite me to dinner to their place, because they're going to say, you're going to disagree with us, and it's going to hurt, isn't it? Yes, it will hurt, because I want to save your sorry ass. Now, you got to understand this, people. I'm very unique. My name Moses means, as Moses was, you are, God said, when he gave me clay and iron, and as Aaron's rod was, which is the almond branch that Aaron's rod was, clay and iron will give a food or manna to the people of Earth. Firstly, the first line of defense kit, then the vaccine pre and post, but the EduCap, and this will wipe out the need for any future vaccines, and also wipe out the need with my antipathogenics for even aging, because he's given me the three keys of Methuselah. If all the science which I have and the resources I have are put to the things that God wants, human beings will drive evil out of the earth. There'll be no more evil governments. There'll be no more abortion at all. Human beings will live centuries in health and wellness. They'll play tennis with their great-great-grandchildren, 160, and still be well. They'll not lose their vision or lose their minds and drool to death as they finally die in a hospital by inappropriate procedures done by dumb doctors who are sticking to standard of care. You won't have a system where banks charge interest until you get so much in debt that they own everything. The debt now is so great in the world that the banks can't even handle it. The average debt in the world now is somewhere around $400 quadrillion. they can't even manipulate the debt to actually recreate a way of actually hiding the fact that they're, nothing has any value anymore. They have to create it out of thin air, and that's why they want to get rid of most of us, because they're going to create a new financial system where the actual money currency is us and our DNA. We are the actual currency, just like the currency in D.C., the District of Criminals, is the blood of the unborn and the blood of children that are sacrificed, the adrenochrome of children that makes these satanic elite get highest kites on the adrenochrome. Now, you think I'm making this up? Look at the globalists. Look at the Bill Gates of hell. Look at George Soros. These people, they're not our brothers and sisters. They are people of clay and iron. They have lost their humanity. They no longer care about humans. They have no connection to God. For example, if you go George Bush took this oath along with others, but they took when they go to the crypt in Rhode Island, and they go take their oath, 322 oath it's called. They take their oath to the goddess Nu, which means they know they're not going to have an eternal existence, so they know that they will get sex, money, power, because they're going to sacrifice everything, including their mortal soul, to do the will of the Luciferic power and elite. That's what we're dealing with, people. And people think that I'm a liar when I tell them the full truth, and they don't want to hear it. There is not a question about anything in the universe that I cannot answer. But people are terrified to ask the questions. And even when I ask you or other hosts of my show, like Greg Catton and yourself, yep, you're stymieing because you're completely stunted of what can I ask, Bill? At your age, in your early 80s, is there any questions that have not been answered in your life that you would like to have answered if you had God, his bullhorn, Deagle, able to give you a speed dial, a direct answer from God? Go ahead.
Well, yesterday I mentioned the 9/11, where I, you and I concurred that planes did not crash into the Twin Towers, but we were seeing holograms. Today, I guess my question would be is, how are we going to be able to get rid of the deep state? It's one thing to
Let me explain. You're a very intelligent person, but you're thinking on the logical level, like you're going to convince them with logic, evidence, and a book or something. No, it's spirit words spoken into their heart. It's a change in their perspective of the spirit world, of the nature of the battle of good and evil. People don't believe a battle exists. That's why they're willing to take the vaccine, because they don't believe neither the devil exists or God. It turns out that 97% of people believe the devil exists, and only about 86% God exists. So there's around, a percentage of people take 86 and 97. 11% of people believe the devil, but not God.
He opened my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling him he was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well.
If this does occur, the longevity of women is going to decline immensely.
Well, no. Let me explain what if they have their way, which is not going to happen, because we're at about the birthing process right now. In Europe, they just got rid of the forcing vaccine in children under 15, which means they're going to have some children that can still have pregnancies, say, 10 years down the road, they'll actually be able to get pregnant, which means future generations will still exist. Because if you vaccinate everybody, their sperm and ova won't work anymore, and they'll be sterile. So a lot of these women that are all worried about abortion and the ability to kill babies, their uterus will become a desert, like I mentioned with Josh. And their arrogance will be met with the fact that they'll become useless. And if you don't do everything that the globalists say, they'll just terminate you with a terminator frequency to your DNA or a lethal chip that's injected in you. One of the things they taught me basically years ago is when they used to have a thing called a patch until the mid-70s. And if you're a good minion of the New World Order, you get your next patch in 72 hours and you're fine. And if you don't, you have a massive seizure and you bleed to death and you die in your own vomit and sweat. Now, right now, they changed to the mid-70s, they have what's called a lethal microchip, and they can actually lock onto it, and then hit that light frequency, it releases nanotoxins, it'll kill you in a matter of minutes. And, oh, they had a stroke, they had a heart attack. No, they had what's called an NSA attack. They pissed off the no such agency, the Draco Reptilians. So, I came real close to them wanting to do that. I said, you know, you can go F yourself. I'm not going to take any goddamn chips. Why not? I said, because I'm smarter than you son of bitches. All right, now,
you got that right.
You got to understand here, you might have heard other people think they're tough, Alex Jones, Mike Adams, but there's not a tougher person that's living on Earth. I'm a titanium ball bearing in the candy bowl of life for the Satan in disguise who's going to break their teeth off. Now, I have to deal with this even in my own family who partially disrespect me because I can not only make a lot of money helping them with all the supplements, but also protecting them from the toxic effects of the vaccine. But they don't fully accept me until my venture cap moves forward, and all of a sudden I'm transformed from being a frustrating doctor that has a very successful business to being a billionaire that has worldwide influence and I have connections to major world leaders because I'm saving their populations from annihilation. That transition is going to happen real soon. Once we get this to the big biotech companies and realize that Deagle is not greedy, I'll take 10% to prosper their nation. Guess what? I'm going to get my respect, and my name Moses is going to be respected because I should have been the pharaonic leader. Not because I want to be the world leader, but because I'm going to lead with the wisdom of God to tell people you want a real capitalist system, not a corporatist system. You want health care for everybody. You don't want anybody to be starved or hungry. And you don't want somebody mentally ill to be wandering around the streets under a bridge. You want to take care of them in housing, whatever. You want to correct their brain chemistry and make them live longer and heal their brain, their body, and their psychology so they're not homeless because they're so traumatized by battle. For example, coming back with their limbs blown off. And then we can regrow their limbs and reestablish them so they actually are a person again. I have compassion, but guess what? I have no willingness to say you have a valid opinion if it's lethal to my audience. If you do, I welcome you into my show. I beg you, if you're stunned enough to disagree with me, either on or off air, because I will give you the intellectual beating of your life. And so if they want to get my reputation up and say, well, he's a nice guy, I said, you're talking to the wrong person. There's not a nice molecule in my body. I will die for you, but I will not lie to you. What do you think of that?
I think that's great.
Just like that God said when he came into Yeshua, he will die for us, but he will not lie for you. And if you don't have that attitude toward your fellow man and to serving God, he cannot use you. Being a real believer is not milk and cookie time, it's Delta Force time.
Absolutely.
If you think it's milk and cookies, that's because your milk and cookies came from the satanic overlord. You're a mason. You do some good and evil works and you think, well, I have a nice home and a nice car and a reputation. Everybody likes me. They come to dinner and they smile at me when I talk about things because I don't want to upset them about ideas they have that are wrong. Oh, no. Guess what? When I go to Deagle, it's like, oh, my God, he's got rat poison. If I say something in my words, he's got the rat poison to kill the comments right in my mouth. The rats that are coming out of my mouth, he's going to kill those rats. I will. Now, out there, you notice that nobody has had the balls in 10 years to actually argue with me. The last time was 10 years ago, a doctor that disagreed with me about vaccines. And I like to use an analogy here. By the time I finished, I'm sure he started over 6 foot tall. He was shorter than the dwarf on Game of Thrones. Now, I do the same thing, by the way, with my relatives. They constantly think that they know better than me, and it's not possible. It is not possible. Because God brings people in my way. He told me, contact Francis Boyle. I didn't know who Francis Boyle was in December 2019. So I contacted him. He did 5 videos. They're up on Brighteon. And they're the basis for me moving forward with maybe my EDUCAP, which God actually dictated to me like Moses gave the Pentateuch. I did not invent an EDUCAP. The patent owner is God. What do you think of that?
Well, you're very truthful and very humble in that respect, Dr. Deagle.
In all respects, because people think, well, he's so talented, he must be an arrogant prick, and he wants to just have an Airstream jet and a private island. No, hell in that. I have a nice home, that's it. I want to bless other people, whether they're homeless or people in other countries, so they don't die of stupidity and arrogance. And what we call fake religion, I call real lies going on. 30,000 churches are not a pathway to God, they're a pathway to Satan. Fake religions all over the world, fake political systems saying you're Democrat or Republican. Most of these politicians, no matter what country you're in, are just a different form of snake oil given by Satan himself in the Walmart of Luciferianism. And he's laughing his head off because most people are stupid. He's scared shitless of Deagle because Deagle sees through him completely. I respect him. I realize he's the most intelligent created being, but I and God are smarter than the devil. Isn't that scary?
Yep.
That's why when I bring up and raise other people like yourself, John is a genius, and Greg Catton and others, and raise their ministry up, people will hear a chorus of not one person, but like a barbershopper I am. They're going to hear a chorus of truth, and they're going to say, well, I hate Deagle, but I like John W. Spring, I like Greg Catton. Maybe they're saying the truth. Maybe I read Mercola's book, and he's saying similar things to Deagle, but I hate Deagle. What do we do now? Maybe you shut F up. Read it, pray, and find out the truth before it kills you. And people think, oh, I'm going to just go get the booster shot. Yeah, well, you'll boost yourself all the way into the mark of the beast. You idiots.
Right.
And now it's becoming more and more evident. We're now getting this FDA, Fatal Drugs Allowed People, FDA, effing bastards. And I put up the videos during the first hour of the show. People think they know better than me, and then we're having these truth-telling nurses and doctors telling it, and they say, oh, don't believe them. They're putting their life in danger. Don't believe them, even though they have the document in front of them and they're actually reading it off and they're telling it straight up and they're scientists or whatever. Oh, don't believe them. They're lying to you. Even though they have published that they want to kill us, ruin our health, and take a new world order and get rid of all cash and money, have a new world order mark on the beast system. And you don't believe them when they put it right in the Georgia Guidestones of the United Nations Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. And, oh, well, don't believe the documents we actually published. Don't believe what we actually said on video. Oh, no, no. Believe the lies so you can die quietly or unquietly. How's that?
Yes.
No.
You know, Dr. Deagle,
yeah.
I, when I was very young and naive, I thought the United Nations was wonderful until I actually visited the edifice and learned inside that they were planning to remove the territory of Alaska from the jurisdiction and control of the United States and hand it over either to a neutral party or to the Soviet Union. So they were undermining the United States back in 1957, and ever since I've had a...
Here's what's going to happen. There's going to be a crescendo here. A certain number of the people are going to succumb to the stupidity of what's going on, but a lot of us aren't. And we're armed to the teeth. There's hundreds of millions of people with billions of guns and bullets. Besides that, we're very creative and exotic weapons. The globalists are going to find out, no matter how many CCP or other people they bring in try to control us, we'll basically kill them and spit out the bones. How's that? And they're eventually going to realize, just like the Emperor of Japan had said, if I send in troops and try to invade America, there'll not be an American with a gun behind every tree, there'll be behind every blade of grass.
Yeah.
Now, people are waking up. Now, a lot of people think, well, they're really passive. Yeah, the passivity will pass. How's that? When you go to the grocery store and say the next few months, because Joe Biden's paying to kill the crops and he's killing the economy and he wants to get $3.7 trillion and keep printing money until the money is invaluable, and they get rid of what's called the petrodollar. What he did with this thing in Afghanistan is a major step to kill the petrodollar. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Killing the petrodollar means bye-bye, mama's dollar. Bye-bye, American hegemony. Bye-bye, NATO, and New World Order is going to take over everything, and they got troops already in this Gray Line camp in Michigan. They have them sitting across the border in Ontario, Canada, and British Columbia, and in Mexico, ready to invade and take over our cities. The Blue Hats trained in China. And if you think Dr. Deagle's making this up, I got the photographic evidence, idiots. You want to take me on? It'll be a bad day. It'll hurt like hell, and you'll never get over the scars. How's that? Try me. Try me. You'll find out how nice I am. Okay? I'm here to save your ass, not to be nice. How's that? I'm a firefighter from heaven. How's that? Take care, John.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.